Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Aoife Kearney, Aoife, there wasn't toddlers involved, but there was damage. And you are getting the rap and you're getting the bill. What happened, Aoife?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So basically, we were at a wedding at the weekend for my friend's wedding at the Johnstown Estate Hotel.
Yeah.
We had a fantastic weekend. It was absolutely brilliant. We checked out on Monday. I checked out at 12 o'clock and we stood around the lobby. We were hanging around till about 1:30.
Okay.
So we didn't get home till a little bit in the afternoon, and I just kind of decided to go in, check my email, and there was an email from the hotel saying that they have charged me an extra €500 off my account and accusing me of actually breaking the TV in the room. Now, this was absolutely, like, I just couldn't believe it. Firstly, like, we didn't turn on the TV at all at the weekend. We never once went to watch the TV, so... And there was nothing broken in my eyes. So obviously I rang the hotel straight away. I got through to the manager that had taken the money off my account. Now, this had all come off my account by 10 to 1. So firstly, if they had rang me to speak to me, and myself and my husband were still in the building, as I said, we stayed there with the wedding party right up to about 1:30. We could have discussed this. They could have brought me back down to the hotel room that we were staying in. But the fact that they never even rang me, they decided just to send an email and took the money off my account straight away. So immediately we rang, we got spoken to a manager, and we just said, well, look, we're coming back down to the hotel and we want to see this TV in our room that we stayed in.
Okay.
And let's see that it's broke. And we asked him on the phone, when you're watching the TV, can you see that it's broke, not turned on? And he said, yes, you can. And we were like, absolutely no way. That's why we went all the way back down to see the telly. So we got back down. Of course, the manager had gone home. He wasn't there. So we kind of got talking to two other people. One guy was actually really, really nice. Another guy didn't really know much what was happening. But we actually got brought into like a meeting room. So not the hotel room that we stayed in. And there was this telly on the floor that they are saying that was in our room. Now, I have a photo now to prove that when you look at this TV on the floor, you wouldn't think it was broken by looking at it. Like there's no crack, there's nothing on it in this random room that we got brought into. So then basically he did turn on this TV, and yes, you could see a crack. But my point was, okay, we didn't turn on the TV, so we didn't know that there was a crack on this TV. So then basically I went. We had to leave. We didn't really get anywhere.
But did you? Did you ask? Can we go back up to our room?
Well, no, they said that they couldn't because they had checked somebody in already, and that's what our point was. We said, well, why was the TV? We told you we were going to get back in our car and come back down to see this TV in the room that we had stayed in. But that's what the thing was. They said, no.
But can they prove that is a TV they took from your room?
No, they can't prove. They can't prove it. And that's why we wanted to go back down. And my point was as well, if they just had to be nice about it as well and just picked up the phone and ring me, we would have been still in the building. Like, that's my point as well. If you think that we were trying to, like, you know, leave the hotel without saying anything, say if we did break it, which we didn't. Like, we did not know.
Okay, you're adamant about that.
We would have been able to go down to the room, but they didn't. They just decided to send us this email. So I'm really, really annoyed about it. The money has come off my account, like €500. Now, obviously, in the meantime, I've been trying my best to ring the hotel. I keep getting through to the reception. I phoned about 8 or 10 times. They're telling me they're putting me through up to the manager. I did speak to a deputy manager, and then I asked, was there somebody higher than them? They said, yes, the general manager.
Okay.
And I'm still waiting for my phone call.
Who took the photograph? There's somebody in a kneeling position or a hunched position wearing the runners and the torn jeans.
That's my husband.
That's him. Okay.
He was bending down to look at it, and I took a photo.
And you're right. When you take the photograph, you're taking a photograph of him taking a photo. He was looking at it.
Exactly.
But when you look at that, I can't see a crack in the telly.
No, that's what our point is. Like, if we had turned that telly on, say, we would have noticed this crack. And as my husband said as well, he would have went back down to reception and say, look here, like, there's something wrong with the TV. But the fact that we never turned the TV on all weekend, like, we wouldn't, and that's what he said on the phone to me. My husband asked, can you see this crack with the TV being off? And we got a response saying, yes. So that really made us, okay, we have to go back down and see this, because there was just no way we saw this crack in the TV. And that's what made me so annoyed, that they couldn't even bring us back into the room that we stayed in, that they brought us into a room, like a meeting room where you kind of leave bags and stuff like that. And it was just literally sitting on the floor, and they turned it on. And yes, when you turn it on, you can see a crack. But when it's off, you can't see anything. Nothing.
And what is the 500 quid for?
Exactly. So I said, like, how do you even come up with the bill of 500 euro? So they're telling me that the TVs cost 750 euro. And I asked, okay, do you have a receipt to show me that? And he couldn't really answer me. And he said that they're saying that you just decided. So I just said, so you just decided to take 500 euro out of my account, just like that. Now, they're telling me, obviously, you know, that you sign something when you go into a hotel room to say, they're saying it is down there. Oh,
with
if you do not leave the room.
Yeah,
you know, but nothing is shaking.
Can I tweet, by the way, can I tweet this photograph?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll tweet that now on at Joe
yeah, so
RT.
Nothing is refusing. They're just refusing to speak to me. So nothing's getting done. I just don't know what to do at this stage. Like, nobody's answering me. So, like, I don't know what to do. And it's just so annoying. Yeah. It seems that, like, I mean, you've already, like, we've had, we had a lovely weekend. There's nothing to fault about the hotel. Obviously, like, paying money already in the hotel, and now this extra 500 has come off my account, and it's just crazy to think that they can just take 500 euro within the space of an hour. And it's so annoying that they couldn't just pick up the phone and speak to us. That's what's just bizarre. Like,
have you any idea, if I'm looking at the other photograph where you can see the crack from the angle?
That's what we received, and that's what we received. Said to my husband, like, we didn't see that when the telly was off. And that's why we really wanted to go back down. And that's why we made the effort to go back down to see this photo that they sent us. Like, how do we know that's even the room that we stayed
in? Now, Aoife, look, you saw it close up. Had they any idea what happened? Like, was the telly... you weren't there, I take your point. But did it look like someone had fallen against the television? Did it look like someone had thrown something at the television? Did it look like something had fallen with a bottle of beer in their hand and cracked the front of the telly? Any idea how they said it might have happened?
No, they didn't say, and that's what the other thing was. The telly, like, it wasn't like it was sitting on, say, a table or anything. It was up really high on the wall. It was on the wall. So the first time we saw the crack was obviously when we went back down, when it was on this floor in this random room. It just looked like a crack at the top, really, really high up in the top corner of the screen. Like, I don't know, it would have something maybe thrown at it. I don't know, but that's how it looked. And obviously I said to them, well, look, this was obviously there before we entered the room. And of course they're telling me, oh, no, our cleaners, they have to check everything. They have a checklist. Mm. And I said, but who's to say your cleaners
didn't? Well, first of all, the hotel, they say we shall decline to participate on air. They've sent us a long detailed statement, which I'd lose the will to live. I had to read it all out. But anyway, they say guests shall be, I'm trying to paraphrase it here, guests shall be responsible for damage. That's in the T's and C's.
And that's fine if you do the damage. I would totally put my hand up if I did. But
500 euro is the cost of a hotel.
500 euro as well. Exactly. Like, I mean, it's
no,
just,
I'm
I
reading from their statement, Aoife. 500 is the cost of a hotel-grade 49-inch flat-screen smart TV. The hotel, by the way, did not charge for labour involved in removal, installation, and the lost revenue caused when a room is decommissioned. Was the room decommissioned?
How do you mean?
What they're saying is we had to shut down that room for a day or something. They lost money.
Oh, my God. Well, then they're lying to me because they told me, obviously...
They're not lying, but anyway, there might be confusion.
Well, yeah, well, they said that we couldn't go into the room, and the reason why the telly was off the wall of that room is because new guests had gone in. So I don't
And they also say the customer in question did not physically check out at the hotel reception desk.
I didn't check out our reception desk?
Yeah. What do you mean? Well, a lot of people don't.
What do you mean? No, I physically went up to hand back my card.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they said
that I didn't
the customer in question did not physically check out at the hotel reception desk.
Oh, my God. No, absolutely. My husband went out.
Okay,
Aoife,
is there CCTV in reception, I wonder?
Yeah, I'm wondering that. Now, he went out to the car to bring the bags out, and I physically went up to reception, handed back the car to
and
the
did
hotel.
And did you hand your key in saying, here's... key to 509 or 268, here's the key to my room back.
I'm pretty sure she asked me what room would you stay in, and I just said our room number. And as that happened then, we walked back into the lobby and I stayed around the lobby. I was sitting down, and you know, we didn't leave straight away. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know where I can't believe they're saying that I didn't actually check out at our reception. So okay. I wonder, is there CCTV? Because I'll have to ask about that then as well.
Okay, well, that would prove that you went up to reception.
Yeah,
that's one
exactly. Absolutely.
But, by the way, I'm looking at the crack in the teddy, and was the wedding up? Was a good crack at the wedding? You enjoyed the wedding?
Oh, yeah, the wedding was fabulous. Okay. Yes, of course. Okay.
And you never turned on the telly?
No, we never went near the telly. No, sure.
But are you contesting that it could have been damaged, but it was damaged either before you arrived in the room or after you left?
I would say it has to, for that crack to be on the screen when you turn it on, I'd imagine something has to have happened before we entered that room. Okay. And either maybe...
No one noticed it.
I don't know, but nobody noticed it.
Okay.
And you know what I mean? So I honestly don't know.
500 quid is a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Such a lot of money, especially obviously on top of your weekend that you've already had, which I'm not complaining about. It was a fabulous weekend. So, that's fine.
Did you tell the bride and groom, by the way?
It's so disheartening to see, €500 on top of everything else gone from the account, just like that. And I just wish they had phoned me. I can't understand why they didn't ring me, you know?
Okay. Aoife, thanks indeed. And by the way, did you tell the bride and groom?
I actually did, yes. She didn't mind at all. She's a great friend, and I just rang her to speak to her just to see, and she just couldn't believe it, really.
By the way, you weren't, no, of course you weren't, because you're not guilty, but you weren't tempted to say, okay, give me the old telly.
Huh?
You weren't tempted to say, give me that telly if you're saying I broke it and you're taking 500 quid off me.
Give me the telly, actually, no, I didn't. But I don't want the telly. I know. I have nothing to do with the
telly.
I'm
glad you didn't say that, because you wouldn't have got a good reception, I suspect, from the hotel. Okay, we'll get on to the hotel again. But I think if they're saying something as categorical as you didn't check out reception, you're categorically...
Yeah, that's very strange.
You said you did, and if there's CCTV, we can give them the time you checked out, and they can...
Exactly.
And that's one of their pillars gone.
Exactly, absolutely.
Okay, Aoife. And by the way, 500 quid these days, to come home with 500 quid in your wage packet, you have to earn, most people have to earn close to a grand. It's a lot of money. An awful lot of money.
Yeah, we're going on holidays away next week, and you know, you've all your bills you pay as well. And so you're not expecting that at all, you know?
Aoife, thanks indeed. That's Aoife Kearney, 51551.